Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, I hope you are in the best of health. May Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat and good health. And Allah Ta'ala take great work of deen and da'wat from you. Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Maulana Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri. وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِّنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا إِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 6th of Shawwal 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, the coalition, and verse number 52. This particular verse was revealed to the Master Prophet Muhammad Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the latter portion of the Hayat Mubarakah, the blessed life of the Master alaihi salam. Almighty Allah states, chapter 33, verse 52, La yahillu lakan nisa'u min ba'du. Ya Rasulullah, O Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now it is not halal for you. An-nisa la yahillu, not permissible. Laka, for you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, an-nisa. Laka an-nisa min ba'du, in future. Now we must understand that Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam only had one wife for 25 years, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. And then when there were multiple and plurality of wives and honorable spouses, then remember Sayyida Zainab bint Khuzaimah passed away during the lifetime of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So 9 wives were left. So regarding these 9 wives, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, Almighty Allah states that you, Ya Rasulullah, la yahillu lakan nisa'u min ba'du. Now it is not permissible for you to marry anybody else in future after this now. So these 9 will remain with you in this world and in Jannat al-Firdaus. And obviously Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha and Sayyida Zainab bint Khuzaimah radiallahu anha who passed on. وَلَا أَن تَبَدَّلَ بِهِنَّ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِ. And you cannot exchange them for any wives, meaning that in future you cannot divorce any one of them. So these will be your wives, and Allah Jalla wa'ala gives honor to whomsoever He wishes. They will be the Ummahatul Mu'mineen. They will be the mothers of this Ummah, all 11 one of them. So remember, therefore, for respect's sake, we say Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidat Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu anha, Umm al-Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. So in that way we say for all the honorable wives. وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ حُسْنُهُنَّ. Even if the beauty attracts you, that another lady might be very, very beautiful, so still you will not marry her and you will not divorce any of your wives. Obviously, Nabi alayhi salam is not going to do that, but Almighty Allah is teaching me and you that sometimes a person is married 10, 15, 20 years, he has 4, 5, 6 children, but now the wife is no more so attractive and gorgeous gorgeous, and now he finds one young tart, you see, in this day and this age. He says, yes, this one is very nice. But he knows he can't do justice with both wives, so now shaitan comes into him. يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِ Surah 2, verse 102, that remember that you cause separation, talaq, between husband and wife, and then you get married to that young tart. Now when you fall sick, now you're wondering where this young one is. She's busy with her lipstick and tipstick and makeup and what have you. You think she's going to put zambak and all that for you? Forget it. Most of the time she got no time. So she's too busy with the TV and the movies and all Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood and all shaitanhood. Illa ma malakat yaminuk, except what your right hand owns. So the restriction is on the free ladies and women, that you can't marry them, and your honorable wives, you can't divorce them. But if female slaves come, and there's a war and battle, and you conquer the enemy, and then remember, if female slaves come, then on that there will be no prohibition, so that will be permissible. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ رَقِيبًا And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is all watching, all observing on everything. So therefore the ulama have written under these type of verses that now you're locking up your shop, your house, your farm, you know, the offices and what have you. So read Ya Raqibu, Ya Raqibu, Ya Raqibu a few times, 7 times or so. And in that way Almighty Allah will protect and preserve all your assets. And inshallah there will be no crooks and people who are your enemies entering your territory and terrain. So that is not in the Quran, that is deduced from the Quran. A'mal-e Qur'ani, we call that. So we take out certain lessons from the noble Quran. So that is what we should understand. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala grant us the deep and profound understanding of the Quran Sharif, and that is the word, direct speech of Almighty Allah, the Sunnah Mubarakah, the teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and our fiqhul Islami, our jurisprudence, what is halal, what is haram, what is permissible, what is unacceptable, and so forth and so on. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today the 6th of Shawwal, Gaza genocide, day number 193 today, and these are the news, views and interviews locally, nationally and globally. Settlers there in the West Bank murder and kill 2 Palestinians. So if I tell you that Israel and the Jutlas and the Zionists are the super terrorists of the world, this is occupied territory, international law, and the Jutlas and the murderers and settlers get away with murder, and they're stealing every day something. So if I tell you the Jews and the Jutlas are biggest crooks on this earth, so it's justified. So where is America and Britain and all those European countries, France, Germany, Italy and all of them? Whole lot haramis. They want to maintain the settler colonial mentality. Israel was established in 1948 for that very purpose, to cause instability in the land of the Arabs, in the land of the Muslims and so forth. The only solution, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Now the Palestinians, defenseless, walking, going towards northern Gaza, and they thought they got a safe passage, and they came under fire from the IDF, the Israeli diaper force. So this is what you must do with them, remember that. So 9 Israeli soldiers wounded, alhamdulillah, we're very happy about it. And 2 are very serious, may they freck also, and die like dogs. We got no sympathy, empathy for them. Let us be very clear on this issues. And between the Israeli-Lebanon border, 4 Israeli soldiers wounded. So very good. See the Western media, the free press, the democratic governments, those who speak about human rights. So that incident that took place in Sydney, where that person, let's call him a person, so he stabbed the six ladies and the six women straight away, because they said he's got dark hair and so forth. They said he's an Arab, he's a Muslim, and Islam promotes terrorism and all the normal stereotyping and nonsense. Suddenly they found out this person who murdered the six ladies was a Jutla, was a Jew. And now the whole narrative changes. No, he is mentally disturbed. Half the Jews are haramis and the other half are crazy. Whenever they're guilty, so they are found. No, he's mentally disturbed. Something happened to him. Who's fooling who? You must remember that. So the Jews are the biggest terrorists on this earth, and America supporting them, and Britain and all the other haramis. We need to be very clear on this issue. Yeah, that now everything is getting exposed. See, this is written in your Haaretz newspaper, you Jutlas, go read there. Israeli academia faces unprecedented global boycott. So no country wants you now. Your professors and doctors and so forth, and they go get out. They don't want you. You are part of a rotten system, an apartheid system, a terrorist system. So they say, you get out. We don't going to invite you. You're a disgrace to humanity, guilty of genocide, ethnic cleansing, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. Well done to majority of the universities of the world. I've been to Sydney, you know, and remember that now another incident took place there. One clergy, one priest was preaching his sermon. Somebody came and stabbed him also. So he didn't die. So now this is very bad, because we never ever advocate violence in a church or in a synagogue or in a temple or mosque or whatever. But anyway, people are gone but crazy. See how crazy they are gone. Germans can change their gender every year. So this year, 2024, you are Steve. And then next year, 2025, you are Eve. Now I'm asking you, that what is this? So this is all Dajjal. This is all Shaitania. This is all Lucifer's children. That they can't even make up their gender. So what happens this year? She was Eve and she was married to Steve. And then she becomes Eve the following year. So what happens to her marriage and so forth and so on? So all this, what happens to the sporting events? She will take part in a swimming event, you must remember, with the females. And then the next year she will take part with the males. You see how crazy the situation gets. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us, you must remember, in chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse 119, وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan, Iblis, expelled from Jannah and Paradise, never to see it again. He said, me, I'm not going to sit alone there in the hellfire. I'm going to take all of them, 90% of them, and we're going to pack up Jahannam and fill it up the hellfire. I will command them, Iblis said, and he took an oath that they will change the creation of Allah. So born Eve, Eve becomes Steve, Steve becomes Eve. That is your Western democracy, that is your capitalistic system, that is your satanic system, and therefore those who promote it, you are pakka haramis and shaitan's children, the children of Satan and Lucifer. Trump is in big trouble. Stormy Daniels made a big storm. The way they use the term in the media, the adult actor, you understand, for Stormy. Simple term, just say she's a prostitute, high-class porn actor, you must remember. So, Trump is busy now. He's supposed to be campaigning, but he's in court in New York, you see. And now they want to charge him, the unprecedented for a former president to be charged on criminal charges. He paid hush money. When they asked him, Trump, you slept with this lady, he said, no, I never slept. Then what the hell you paid money for? $130,000 or $120,000, whatever the amount is, over $100,000. and that Kohen character, your lawyer, for what you had to pay it if you never slept with her. The problem with these characters, you must remember, they can't even remember where they parked their rifle. Whether it is Trump, whether it is Clinton, whether it is that Boris Johnson, whether it is Silvasconi and whoever he fracked already of Italy. You must read their lives and see. They can't remember. Because every week, every month, every 6 months, they're busy with some girlfriend, some prostitute, some high class, you understand, porn actor. That's how they promote them to make it acceptable. So you must never think, like you must remember our politicians here also. You must remember. So when I was in America, I went twice. I remember I was in a plane, you know, towards O'Hare Airport in Chicago. So then, that my brother Yusuf was there, I was sitting, and an American lady was sitting on either side. So we had no like option. So anyway, cut long story short, so she asked me from where you are. I said South Africa, and all these type of things. So I said that now you got all these problems here in America with your elections and so forth. That time was the Bush saga and all that. So I said that how come you'll vote for such immoral people, you know? She said, see, in America, even if they sleep with women and all that, it doesn't bother us because it's a norm here. We are not voting for the Pope. We are voting for politicians. Now, that's their answer. They're not voting for the Pope. They're voting for politicians. But how pure is the Pope? That's another story also. Never mind. We'll leave that for another day. See what Israel is telling the world. Iran is the greatest threat to the world order. And what about you, Israel? Are you not the super terrorist? Did you not murder 40,000 people, majority of them women and children and civilians? And who is the greatest threat if not you, America and Israel and Britain, your illegitimate harami child? So that is the greatest threat. You can ask the whole world. Now speak of Australia. Australia is not in the news now. Imagine a rape took place in the minister's office there in Australia. So we thought these things happen in South Africa. It's happening there as well. A punch-up happened in the Georgian parliament. They want to gag the press. You see, free. So one guy gave another guy a left hook, you understand, and a right punch and what have you. A real punch-up in Georgian parliament. Thousands of people were marching last night there. Iran is not the aggressor in this case. Remember what Iran did. Although it was very limited, we expected much more. So that is what the newspaper says, and that we have to agree. So these people, the Jutlas, will provoke them, attack Syria, attack Lebanon, attack Palestine, attack everybody. And when then somebody attacks them, they'll cry, ooh, we are the victim. This is always their strategy. That, you know, Holocaust, anti-Semite, we are the victim. Go to hell. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. The Muslim World League secretary, that Isa character, another murtad shaitan, just like his boss, MBS, all pakka murtad haramis. He says, you must remember, he went to visit Auschwitz and all that, and he said in France, you ladies and people must just follow the law, you mustn't wear this niqab and scarf, and you Muslim, you pakka murtad harami. So he is invited there to Islamabad, Pakistan, and he lays the foundation for what? A museum. This museum will have all the books and what have you and so forth, material archives regarding the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's biography. So that is. Now for Pakistan, what they worry? They'll invite anybody. As long as they get billions and billions of dollars for MBS, wo to chor hai, to choro ko ghairat thori hai. So these are bunch of thugs and crooks. So what they worry? There is no honor among the thieves. So in Oman, if you've been there, beautiful country, you must go to Muscat and Salalah, and very expensive. So there, many people, they say about 20 people also died and passed away and became shuhada, actually became martyrs, lot of floods there and so forth. Many children also passed away. Sudan, they had a big conference in France and they pledged $2 billion. This pledge business means they won't pay half of it. So always remember. longer, because 8 million people are displaced there already. Local news, Trevor Manuel, our former Minister of Finance, and Zuma are having a slugging match, remember. So he, you must remember, calls him, or Manuel calls him, a disruptive character, and so forth. But Trevor, I want to pose one question to you. You were part of the struggle. You were Minister of Finance. How come you're no more a member of the ANC? So if you got so much confidence in the ANC, how come today you are no more a member of the ANC? So you see, this is all what they, there's a game they play. So Zuma is catching it from a lot of sides, but don't be surprised if Zuma and them win the elections or do very well in KwaZulu-Natal with the Zulu support. Okay, one announcement I must make. Last night I was sending out the podcast, you understand, for the Q&A, and my brother, the Lukolo, said, you know, our engineer, it'll be in four parts. So he sent me three parts. I told him I'm waiting. So he said, no, the fourth part, I don't know what happened. Me, I don't understand this thing. He said the file got corrupted and what have you. Anyway, they will sort it out today, and you will receive it sometime today, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz. So today, 8:30 to 9, Mufti Farhan Karani with Mawana Zahid, inshallah. And 11 to 12 will be the bliss of marriage, and inshallah, 1 to 2 will be the tafsir of the noble Quran, inshallah al-Aziz. Maulana, we have about 23 minutes or so for the Q&A, so let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, is it true that in the end times, the Arabs will compete in buildings, tall buildings?
100% you must remember that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's ahadith, sahiha, authentic ahadith. You open Mishkat Sharif and you will find, you must remember, the hadith of Jibreel when they asked Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they tell us mata taqumu sa'ah, when will qiyamah come, the exact date and time and so forth. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that mal mas'ulu an'a bi'a'lama min Sa'il, that remember, the one who is asked does not know more than the one who is asking. So meaning, I will tell you the Ashratu Sa'a, all the signs and all that, but the exact timing and so forth and so on, it will happen, occur on a Friday. To say 10th Muharram and Ashura is Shia. Shia the Kufar, they are propaganda. Quran Kareem states La ta'atikum illa baghta, that Qiyamah will come to you suddenly, and you will see skyscrapers, you will see all these things here. And remember, antara al-hufat al-urat, you must remember the people who were living in poverty. They hardly had food, they hardly had clothing, and they were walking barefoot, kalfoot, and so suddenly they became multi-millionaires, multi-billionaires. Go see Dubai, go see Riyadh, go see Qatar and all Doha and all these places. So the boom, oil boom, gas boom, does boom, but deen has suffered. Remember that, because that now they have gone, they are drowning in their wealth and they lost the deen. A very nice story, Maulana, you can use it in your lectures. There is a Waliullah, he's buried in Iraq, Bahalul, Dana'i Bahalul, and his Waliullah, sage of the age. He's buried in Iraq. I went to his grave, Mubarak. If you want the reference of this incident, is mentioned in Tanwirul Adhan. Harun Rashid, he's the Khalifa, he's the ruler of the Muslim Ummah during the Abbasid dynasty in Baghdad, is taking place all this. He comes there to him, to Bahlul, to Dana. Dana means wise person, and he says that, O Bahlul, O Sini, give me advice. Bahlul looks at him. Now when you have true iman and you have true love for Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Islam, you don't bother about all these people, prime minister, president, you know, from those days till now, the Mufatiyas, 90% of them. So he said, Harun Rashid, what you did? Rafa'at al-tween, wa wada'at al-deen. You took this deen, the sand, and you build your big castles and your palaces, and you took the deen of Islam and you placed it down. Did not happen all this in the Arab countries, Muslim countries? Rafa'at al-tween wa wada'at al-deen. Rafa'at al-jas wa wada'at al-nas. You took the gist, you took the cement and put it right up. The Dubai tallest tower, Saudi Arabia, biggest stadium, the biggest this, big, all shaitaniyat haramis, all brothers of shaitan, Quran says, chapter 17, verse 27, innal mubazzirina kanu ikhwana shayatin. So all these type of things will happen, remember that. Rafa'at al-jas wa wada'at al-nas. Then he, Bahlul, addresses him to Khalifa Harun Rashid, the ruler. In kana min amwalik, if it is from your own wealth, fa anta min al mubazzirin, you are squandering the wealth and you become the brother of shaitan. Wa in kana min amwalin nas, if you are using the people's wealth, fa anta min al-zalimin, then you are a zalim, an oppressor, a tenpot dictator. That is dana e Bahlul. What is jihad? Afdalul jihad. Man qala kalimata haqqin inda sultanin jair. The greatest jihad, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is you speak the truth in front of these tenpot dictators, oppressive rulers, and so forth. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, fabaka Harun. Harun Rashid starts crying. In our time. So you must remember, it's 1999, it's Friday, the last 10 days of Ramadan, and remember our Ustad, Hazrat Mawlana Abul Hasan Nadwi, he gave me permission in Hadith. So remember, he passes away on a Friday, Ramadan, and his and he was reading Surah Yasin, and he passes away. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. I'm in the Haram, in Makkah. And remember, he passed away 2-3 days before that, the 27th night, over 2 million people in Haramul Makki, in the Haram Sharif. They announced, we're reading Salatul Janaza Ghaiban ala Samahati Sheikh Abul Hasan Nadwi. I started crying. He, Abul Hasan Nadwi, met King Faisal and gave him advice for Baka Faisal. Faisal started weeping, crying. His guards came. They told him, go from here. You'll all come to flatter me. And this person is giving me sincere advice. Nasiha. Nasiha means not advice. It means sincere advice. That are the ulama. Ulama-i Haqqani, ulama-i Rabbani. So remember, this is what has happened to the Arab world and Muslim world. Once you get closer to your rulers and your prime minister's president, they will corrupt you and your organization. See South Africa. Yesterday, one Cape Town organization sent something. I sent it out. So go see. They mentioned the names of those who are corrupted and so forth. And they say, we agree with Mufti AK's fatwa. We cannot read Salat behind them. So that is the truth. You must remember this. So as time passes, more and more. Now look at this. You can change your gender every year in Germany, and they're supposed to be the first world, they're supposed to be the educated, they're worse than animals and donkeys, Quran says, they're swines. Ulaika kal an'ami bal hum adal. They are like animals, nay, they're even worse than animals. So everything you will find in the Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah.
Every way we shop, you say it's haram. Can you recommend where we should go and do both our grocery shopping as well as our clothing shopping from? And tell me, Mufti Saab, why wearing of jeans is haram?
So you must remember, we never say that if you go to this shop or that shop or this and that is haram. We never said that. You mustn't come and twist our words and put words in our mouth. If a person today wants to go and shop at Woolworths or Pick and Pay, we just take examples, right? So we will say, like I myself, I won't go. You understood? But if you want to go, we won't tell you it's haram. We will tell you that your own conscience, that's exactly what the Master, alayhi salatu salam, told Wabisa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So when he asked the Master, alayhi salam, hadith in Musnad Ahmad, Ya Rasulallah, mal birru, mal ismu, what is piety, what is a sin? Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam made the definition of piety, taqwallah, that always have the love and respect for Allah and stay away from all the haram things and carry out the do's and stay away from the don'ts. And wa husnul khuluq, and have good character, good manners, good morals. What is a sin? Ma haqa fi sadrik. That agitates your conscience. It pricks your mind and your conscience and your heart. Wa karihta ayyatali alayhi nas. And you dislike the people to come to know about it. You want to keep it hush money. Trump, you know, hush. Keep it hush hush. So there. But she's making a big storm. Stormy Daniels, the prostitute. So anyway, the point I'm making here is this. You must remember that is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Now when you study the same hadith on the other side, istafti qalbak, istafti nafsak, wa in aftak al muftun, wa in aftak al nas. You ask your inner conscience, you ask your own. In Urdu is a beautiful sentence. Mere zamir qabul nahi karta. My inner conscience does not accept it. So that is what we are saying. We must boycott all this. See what we did to McDonald's. See what we did to Starbucks. I sent it out the other day. Not millions, billions and billions and billions of dollars of nuksan. We've got the manpower, we've got the population. What you want to support all these haramis who are supporting Israel and America? Give them a good punch up their nose and make their noses a bloody nose. But if you don't have that conscience, my brother, sister, I can only pray for you. You're speaking about genes. I tell you a story which you don't know. When I graduated in Rau, that time it was Rand Afrikaans University, lo and behold, I was in Heidelberg, and the next day was Eid. And that night I had to go, you understand, to collect my certificate and what have you. So you must remember, so that time wasn't all this email business and all these things here. So they sent us, you must remember, some facts or whatever you, and they said that, you know, that you can't come with jeans for your graduation and you can't come with techies. That's the words they wrote there, you see. So I said, Subhanallah, look at the kuffar, the university, these Afrikaners, they had a little bit of respect, you know. Therefore, they would not allow sports in the heart of, in the prime of apartheid. Sports was not allowed on Sunday. They said, Sunday khan kerk tu, you must go to church, you must go pray. And so forth. That was the Afrikaner mentality. So anyway, the point I'm making here is this. But today's Muslim, he wants to wear jeans and all these kind of things and come and read Salat and so on. It's jais all this. So you must remember, I'm asking you, when you go down into Sajda, we can see your crack. You must remember this type of thing. One old Kala sent me the photo of one guy. He's gone into Sajda and his crack is showing. He said, how can these people wear this? Kala, 80 years old, is sending me the photo like that. She's so ashamed and she's asking me, maaf. She said, you must speak about these things here. So I told her, no, these people, they eat too much nuts and they go nuts because they eat too much coconuts. You understood? So remember, it's not permissible. Why must you imitate the kafir culture, the non-Muslim culture? Man tashabbaha biqawmin fawa minhum. When you imitate the people, you become part and parcel of them. Sahih, authentic hadith in Abu Dawood and Musnad Ahmad. The clothes you wear defines your own character and your mindset and your thought process. This is not hadith, it's a proverb. An-nasu yu'rafu bilibasihim. When you want to wear this, that, you want to imitate them, the West, so in your mind and heart it is embedded and entrenched, the West is the best and white is right. That is our objection on you and your clothing.
Mufti Saab, can you tell us which party to vote for? All parties are corrupt. 100. Give us a name or a few or the same one you will vote for.
First of all, will I vote? I won't vote. Remember, I'm making istikhara. Which party we'll vote for? We're making istikhara. Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. They asked Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Hajj time. Ma yalbasul muhrim. Where the person who's entering the state of consecration, ihram, which clothes must he wear? Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the answer and said, don't do this, don't do this. They don't wear la talbasul baranis, wa la talbasul gaza. So like that, wajtanibu, you understand? The women you must not wear, you must remember gloves and so forth and so on. So the master alayhi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the answer, don't do this. So never ever for a true Muslim, Muslim, vote for the DA. DA is pakka Zionist supporter, and a vote for the DA is haram, and you can quote me anywhere, is a vote for genocide. And all those who are financed, see, yesterday, day for yesterday, Allah reward the brother, sister who took it out. I didn't send it out because I send out so many things. The wall of shame. So when the vote was put to parliament for a ceasefire and whatever in Palestine, the DA voted against it. The ACDP voted against it. The FF Freedom Front voted, the Afrikaners, they voted against it. The IFP, Buthelezi's party, you understand now, he's all he supported. So they voted. So why must we vote for them? You must never vote for IFP, never vote for ACDP, you must never vote for Freedom Front, you must never vote, you must remember, for the DA, they're the biggest haramis in all this. So therefore, from the others, you make your choice who you want to and so forth. On the other side, I told you, from the time, this is our seventh election, if you know the history of South Africa, coming 29th of May, me in my life, I never ever voted ANC, Quran is in front of me. I never ever voted DA. I never ever voted EFF. So there I marginalized it for you and I reduced it. You ask me, you know my style, I'll give you an honest answer, not politician's answer.
I think it was a cancer patient yesterday. Yesterday I asked about death and you did not answer my question. You said we all are going to die. My question is, what happens in our graves after death? State from Quran and Hadith.
Okay, right, I remember that. My brother, I told you, you must read the Surah 21, verse 83. So that is why we have this. It's not censored, and we tell non-Muslims, ask whatever you want. We're not going to censor your question, anything. You ask whatever you want. Remember, it's an open forum, and you ask whatever you want. So Jazakallah khair, brother. I don't think you know the Arabic. So anyway, if you know Arabic, Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah's greatest celebrated student, is Hafiz Ibn Qayyim Al-Jawziyah. He wrote a book called Kitab al-Ruh, which I have in Arabic, masterpiece. In English, somebody translated it in a bridge version, summarized it, and it's called The Journey of the Soul. The Journey of the Soul. So you must read that book, my brother, and you will understand briefly. If the person passed away with Iman, Islam, Allah is pleased with him, his ruh goes to Illiyin, so very high place. And remember, from there, the perfume of Palestine today is spreading in the world. So the perfume of paradise, the paradise perfume and fragrance will come to you, and you will be so happy. Inshallah, that is the place I'm going to, and so forth and so on. Easy example, I'm traveling from here to Sydney, to New York, Dubai, Hammam's Kraal, and I'm sitting in the first class lounge. So I'm very happy because just now my flight will come. They'll tell me, sir, come, it's time to board the plane and so forth. So why everything is according to your taste? And this dunya is nothing compared to Jannah. مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِيَتْ وَلَا خَتَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. What no eye has ever seen, what no ear has ever heard, what no mind can perceive and comprehend. Then ثُمَّ قَرَأَ هَذِي الْآيَةِ. Then the Master alayhi salam read the verse, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. No person will ever understand here in this world the joys and the pleasure and the coolness of the eyes which Allah has kept in store for him in the Jannat al-Firdaus. And if the person died a non-Muslim, is sane, mature, or he died a munafiq, he has a Muslim name, but it was all lip service, in the heart there was nothing. You must remember, like these murtads we see nowadays, this MBS and all of them, MBZ and them. So they fit in this category. So you must remember that. So for all of them, they have ruh, soul, spirit, will go to Sijin, to the dungeons and prisons of Jahannam or already. This is the muqaddama, this is the introduction to Jahannam. So that is what happens. So therefore, my brother, read now with me. Allahumma barik lana fil maut. Allahumma barik lana fil maut. Ya Allah, give us barakah at the time of death. We die with iman. You make the sakarat easy for us. The pains and pangs of death, make it easy. Wa fima ba'd al maut. And after death also, Ya Allah, let us, our ruh, everything go to illiyin and not to sijin. So that is what happens. And read the book, The Journey of the Soul by Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah, celebrated student of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. One day I was listening to his khutbah Shuraim, and he used Ibn Taymiyyah. First time I heard him use the word like that. And then he said, for Ibn Taymiyyah, qaddasallahu ruhahu. So normally they don't use words like that. But that day I think that he read a book of Ibn Taymiyyah and he was really inspired. So Shuraim said, Sheikh Shuraim, Sa'ud Shuraim, he came to South Africa, he visited Darulum Newcastle also, I had to translate and so forth. So, and I met him right in the palace also. So he asked me, what you doing here? So I told him, no, we came with a delegation, you understood, our Hajj delegation and all that. In the lift we met up. It was just after I translated, you see. So he remembered me. So he said, what you doing here inside? I said, no, Sheikh. So I came here with a delegation. He said, oh, very nice and all these kind of things. So anyway, so he used the word qaddasallahu ruhahu fa ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. Ji.
Tisab, nobody gives warning that they will attack you in a war. So do you believe that Iran can be so naive?
My brother, for our Merkaz Sahaba is established for this purpose. Didn't I tell you? I told you from day one, you must remember this. I used to do program for Voice of the Cave for approximately 13 years, free of charge, gratis. You must remember, when I started attacking the Shias and then the Maulvi, the Sheikhs there, and that, they said, no, it's getting too hot. I say, bye, me, I'm doing you a favor, you're not doing me a favor. If you want to gag me, leave, I won't do your program. CCII, same thing happened. You must remember that 17 years I gave there. Alhamdulillah, 20 years Newcastle, 17 years there at CII, 6 years here now with Merkaz. All hadha min fadli rabbi, hadha rahmatu min rabbi. So same thing when that one guy want to sue me for 10 million and that. So they got very shaken up. I say, bye, me, I didn't ask you for $1 also. You understood? So, but you come tell me I can't speak against the enemies of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Aisha. What Imam Shafi told the people, my ustad is Imam Malik. Malik Habibi wal Haqqu Habibi. Malik is my teacher. I love him, but the truth also I love. And I love the truth more than my ustad Imam Malik rahimahullah. Wal Haqqu Haqqu. I said, go. I wrote two lines to the resignation and I left. So you must remember that. Whose gain, whose loss, you know. So you must, same thing happened there. I mean, let us speak the truth. You must remember that. So yeah, we speak the truth without fear and favor. Every Shia who agrees with Khomeini and every sympathizer who agrees with some Khomeini, la'anatullahi alayh. So you are non-Muslim, you're out of the fold of Islam. That is the verdict, and you can quote me anywhere. I am telling you, Shias are kuffar. They reject so many verses of the noble Quran. Our mother Siddiqa, Allah calls a tayyiba, at-tayyibatu lit-tayyibin, Surah 24, verse 26. And they say Allah forbid she is guilty of a major crime. We can't even use the words these haramis use. And they make a party and they cut the cake and say, Aisha finnar, Aisha finnar. Khomeini writes in his books that Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman are non-Muslim. You want to come tell me these people are Muslim? I debated with them in Iran, in Qum, and I defeated them. So you must agree. They know. Go ask was Safiullah Day. He's still in Iran. Go ask Yasir, the youngster there from Pretoria. Where is he? I don't know. So remember, Shia's a pakka kufar. Go read Rijalul Kashi, the book written by Allama Nobakhti, authentic book of the Shias. They write there that their founding father was who? A Jew, Abdullah bin Sabah. He came to Medina during the time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu. So they, the Jutlas, are the father. And remember this Israelis and the, and the Shias are their branch. So this is just to fool the people. It's a game to play. America is sitting on top. Hey, Israel, don't attack Iran. Iran, don't attack Israel. And they create rows and ructions there in the Arab capitals, and these idiots and fools fall for it every time. First time you fooled me, okay. Second time you fooled me, I became the idiot. They're fooling them 100 times and 1,000 times. Wailul lil Arab, you must remember. See, all the Arab countries, buy more and more arms, buy more and more arms. Trump said that the MBS, this is just, you know, pocket money for you. You must buy more arms, billions and billions. So he thought, I got Trump in my pocket, but he didn't realize that he became the worst person and the most disgraced person in Saudi Arabia, and Trump became the most disgraced president of America. وَمَن يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِن مُكْرِيمٍ Chapter 22, verse 18. And whosoever Allah humiliates, there's none to give them honor. Shia the Pakka Kufar, they are brothers. Take a tour and coin, five and coin. One side put Netanyahu, other side put the Ayatollah, is same. They both haramis, both shaitan. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.